days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1869, thousands of businessmen were ruined in a Wall Street panic known as Black Friday. And on this date in 1934, Babe Ruth made his farewell appearance as a player with the Yankees. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. Oh, should say Vietnam.
It's starting to look like that out there.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. If the world gets any more crazier, I just want off. Just, you know, let me go.
Buckle up, Spanky.
Tell me about it. Good grief. You know, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. Our guest today is going to be Melissa Hunt, who's running for Board of Supervisors. But in the meantime, I'm here in my I'm here in the studio, not my studio. That was could have been a Freudian slip. But
righty then.
Everybody's chuckling over that one. Any little thing.
Oh yeah,
any
we
mistake,
just attack you. Yeah, you wouldn't do that.
I'm here with my sister.
Good morning.
Who does all the heavy lifting? And Bob Martin.
Good morning, Bob.
Our trusted producer, Sean Bird, operating all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, and good morning, Linda.
Yeah, good morning, Bob.
And we have an empty chair
There's
over
there. There's an empty chair over here. It's kind of like the
Clint Eastwood.
I was just going to say the Republican convention, only different.
With a slight twist to it.
I'm sure he's listening to all of our... chiding.
That's okay.
We are referring, of course, to Red Smith.
Who's on the blended glide path to the seventh circle of unfunded hell and the non-existent recovery of the mainstream media, prostitutes, politicians, and the self-serving bankers that have spun the truth of a tattered remnant of the former greatness we call old glory.
Well, he may be all of that, but he's not here today.
That's true.
He's absent.
Well, the prostitutes. Yeah, that's a word. And the politicians. You know, the politics. You know, the many and the blood-sucking little insects. We're probably going to talk about that a little bit today.
Parasites.
Hey, do you remember when the New World Order, do you remember that? When you were a tinfoil hat wearing nut job?
Yeah.
If you even mentioned the New World Order or communism.
Yep.
Or anything like that. Now it's like mainstream. If you're not a New World Order globalist, you're a nut job.
You're some kind of nut.
Amazing how it gets turned around and upside down, right?
It's amazing how people will just deny anything until it's, you know, they rub the, you know, somebody rubs their nose in it, and it's just crazy. I mean, you know, the New World Order. Oh, you're a nut job. You're crazy.
They wouldn't be doing anything like that. Oh, that's not the agenda.
CalPERS is going under. Oh, you're crazy. The president's a communist. Oh, you're crazy. Oops. Yeah, it's funny.
Right answer.
It's funny how that is all changed. Now it's exactly the opposite of that. Oh, you're not a communist. You're crazy. You're not a New World Order. That's right.
Yeah.
Either that or you're Howard Dean. And, you know, I mean.
Oh.
There you go. Howard Dean. Now there's a nut job.
One of many out there.
The member of the Tin Foil Club. The Stetson Foil.
I got three X's on it or two.
I don't know. Well, we have a guest in the studio with us. We have Melissa Hunt, who is running for the Board of Supervisors. And I had all kinds of things that I wanted to talk about as far as the last Board of Supervisors. Or the current Board of Supervisors, I mean, but I think we probably want a campaign that's a positive run. So I'll take all the shots, and you can, you know. You can.
Hopefully they're not directed at me.
No. I just got to say.
Might be some collateral damage.
There could be, but I don't think so. I mean, I just have a real affinity for, you know, telling the truth, I guess. But sometimes it's not as... you know, and again, I'm not directing this at you, Melissa. I'm directing this at the other guy. I think there's somebody you're trying to run over the. Well, no, you're trying to get elected in the Board of Supervisors in Les Baugh's seat, right?
District 5.
District 5, yeah. Where less is more, or is more or less.
More or less.
And it got very silent.
It's like that Boot Hill thing. Less is more. What was that, you know, the one in Tombstone?
Hey, Melissa's here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Melissa. Good morning.
Okay. So?
You are running for the Board of Supervisors in District 5.
Yes, I am.
And you've been around for a little while. You are the mayor of Anderson.
Yes, I was in 2015.
And I like Anderson. I think they are a lot smarter than the guys in Reading.
Anderson is thriving right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
It's just some good stuff going on. I have been around for a while. I was born and raised in Shasta County. When I was born, we lived in Igo. Oh, no, it's right. And,
Oh, I go, I'm sorry.
And then when I was six, we moved to Lakehead to run a campground as a family. We ran a campground. And Lakehead Campground on Antlers Road. And then we moved to Cottonwood when I was in junior high. And I moved away to go to college and came back to... go to Simpson. Actually, if Simpson was here before I left, I probably wouldn't have left the North State because I moved from downtown Cottonwood to downtown L.A. What a surprise.
I bet.
Cottonwood to L.A.
Yeah. And then when I came back, I moved to Anderson, and I've been in Anderson ever since.
What part of L.A.?
Echo Park.
Seriously?
Walking distance to Dodger Stadium.
Wow.
Sorry, people out there that are Giants fans.
Well, it happens. You know, I mean, one of the highlights of my childhood was seeing Sandy Koufax.
Oh, serious?
Pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's absolutely true. I hate the Dodgers, don't get me wrong. But I love Sandy Koufax.
Oh, cool. That's history right there.
Did you see him pitch in San Francisco or
no,
L.A.?
L.A., yeah, oh. Dodger Stadium. Cool. We actually lived in Running Springs up by Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, okay, up there.
I went to school up there until, well, you were in kindergarten when we left, weren't you? Or
No, I didn't start school up there.
Didn't start school.
I was just getting ready. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't know that
she was my sister?
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't hear all those things I said about her earlier?
No.
And forget what I told you, you know, out in the lobby about my brother.
Yeah, Ixnay on the whole stage.
He's married to a different Linda, just to add to the confusion.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
and the secrets come out.
And they're both Linda Ray.
Oh, really?
Which makes it even, like, Twilight Zone-ish.
Just spelled differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, or some issues
there.
Well,
yeah, there are some issues there. There are some issues. But let's talk about your campaign.
Okay.
What do you got going?
So Shasta County is not the Shasta County I grew up in. That's all there is to it. I've been on the Anderson City Council for 10 years. And when I got on to the city council, I was no one knew me. My education, I have a master's degree in education, and I was a teacher. And I was in my classroom. I taught fourth grade and taught a lot of fourth grade state history. Spent many hours taking lots of fourth graders down to the state capitol, Sutter's Fort. Nice. Capitol, nice. And
did you actually teach about the Constitution, or was
the
that
Railroad Museum? No, not a whole lot on the Constitution. Just at that age, you grade. Get that more in eighth grade.
I see.
Junior high, more if I can.
I was just curious as to how much things have changed. How long ago was it that you were teaching?
2004, I left.
2004. So, have you seen? Do you know if there's been a dramatic change in teaching since then?
That Common Core stuff is all new to me.
Yeah, Common Crap, I think, is what that's.
Yeah, so I heard. Yeah. But it's new to me. I don't know a whole lot of about it.
Yeah, I've looked into some of that stuff, and it's like, good grief.
I don't think you can know a lot about it because it doesn't make sense. I mean,
well,
it's gobbledygook.
It's especially the math.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's gobbledygook.
Yeah, I've seen some of the math, and it's like, what? How did they get to that?
I don't know, but how did we?
Well,
how did we get where we are in the first place?
Exactly.
You know,
true.
There's a lot of things out there that need to be addressed. But you know, getting back to the Board of Supervisors,
Well, it goes back to living in the city of Anderson. Anderson, doing the normal thing. Well, from 10 years till now, we don't have anybody that's the same person. From the city manager all the way down to all the department heads, they are all different.
So there's a turnover.
Uh-huh, in the last 10 years. The city manager that we have now has developed a team, and I love that. He's got a team. He works well with everybody, and they are totally out for the helping the community, a customer service type.
Wow.
And they want to make Anderson better, make Anderson the land of opportunity like it has touted.
So that is the big difference between Anderson and Reading, evidently.
Well, I can't tell you I don't sit in Reading, but I sit in Anderson, and I know that we have an amazing team that works together, and we listen to our constituents and the residents, and when they need help, we help them. When we need businesses to come to Anderson, we work hard at helping them. We go look for them and bring them into Anderson, and it has worked well.
That was one of my questions. How come it's so easy, or it's way different for businesses in Anderson versus Reading? I mean,
it's a goal.
You know,
Reading makes it so easy.
They go down there and they get their business up and running in no time. And Reading, you know, God knows how long it's going to take them to get the process going.
It's a perception that has to start from the top. And we have had it start from the top in Anderson. And it filters down, and there's a great attitude there. We are thriving because of that attitude. And by golly, because Anderson's thriving, it's time for Shasta County, the Shasta County I grew up in, to thrive again as well. And that's why I'm running.
So the Board of Supervisors is not necessarily responsible for any of that down there happening?
In Anderson?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. But the city council up here being recalled, it seems like that maybe we can get some seats turned over up here, and I think that's going to happen as well.
But the Board of Supervisors up here could work better, like with Anderson and Reading, if different people were sitting on the board, and make it more of a whole thing back to the way
it was, right?
Oh, gosh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So do you see any obstructionist-type policies out of the Board of Supervisors up to this point?
What do you mean?
Well, in other words, are they hindering the process in Anderson more than they are helping right now?
I can't really say that they have their hand in Anderson at all. because Anderson is an incorporated city and the Board of Supervisors is over Shasta County. Right. So things would be better. I mean, let's face it, we all deal with the same problems like the homeless issue and AB 109 and all that. That comes from the state. We're all dealing with it the same way. But Anderson's got some ways that we deal with stuff that is not necessarily what other people do, or other corporations or other municipalities deal with it. We are yesterday, my elbows hurt so bad today, and I knew it would happen. Yesterday we did a camp, a homeless camp cleanup with Chef's Support Service.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And by golly, I had what are they, shopping carts on both arms, pulling them behind me.
Oh, wow.
And I knew my elbows.
I thought maybe you were going to see her playing softball or something.
No, I knew my elbows were going to have a workout because I was pulling shopping carts out of campsite.
So is that with Dale Ball and
Vince? Yep, Shasta Support Service. Yeah. And, you know, we clean them out and say, you know, you've got time, get out. You've got time as in 24 hours, we're coming in tomorrow. And we've got property owners that need to be monitoring their own property. That's an issue that we are addressing as well. But we have our chief of police has been amazing as well. He's focused on giving the resolutions or ordinances more teeth for our police officers. Right. And by golly, if we have to define one to give it more teeth, we will, and we have.
Right. That's starting to happen up here in Reading, I think, too. But I think we're going to see more and more of this homeless thing being a bigger and bigger problem, because I don't care what anybody says. The economy is not in recovery. It's not getting any better. And I think it's going to get a lot worse before it does get better. And in order for it to get better, I think we have to admit that there's some real problems that are not going away anytime soon.
Yep. We got to get rid of Jerry Brown. It starts at the top.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your stance on the state of Jefferson?
Anderson City Council tried to support it, and we have taken a stance to not be part of the sanctuary state, and we had did we have a vote that said 2-3 support state of Jefferson?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think we did.
Interesting.
It's been a while.
Well, that's one of the big reasons I have a real problem with Les Paul.
It's been a while, as in, we did it a while ago, honey.
Yeah, it's been going on, it's been going on for a while. Well, like I say, that's one of the big reasons I had a problem with Les Paul. He flat out said he was going to help.
Who?
Oh, yeah. You know, Mr.
Who?
Oh, Mr. Who?
Mr. Be careful with that one.
Okay.
I felt bad because people say, well, now, who are you running against? It's like, I'm first of all sorry that you don't know who is your supervisor. Second of all, they do know. They just are not real sure. They know his name, but it doesn't mean I'm going to repeat my competition. Why would I do that? That's just just elementary.
No, I understand. From my perspective, though, I've had a real problem ever since the first Jefferson stuff started coming up with him. So,
well, people ask, they ask all the time, well, what about Les? And it's like, this is a campaign to help Shasta County become a better place.
Right.
It's not about my competition.
Right.
It's about...
No, and I can understand that. I mean, yeah.
You want to make... And that's where I stand.
You know, I get it. I mean, I understand, and I'm not going to try to, you know, get you to say something that, you know, you don't want to say or anything. I was just kind of throwing my two cents in there, which, you know...
Hey, it's your radio show. Go for it. Whatever you
So what are some of the things you would like to see addressed when you become a board of supervisor?
Well, I think going back to the state of... California, how we have been a sanctuary state. I think that I disagree with that.
Well, it's really illegal. You know, it's just really funny how that the left will say, oh, you gotta have a sanctuary state and defy federal law. You know, but if you defy federal law in any other circumstances, you know, you're a criminal.
Defy federal law, right there. I have a problem with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, if it's constitutional, it's constitutional. I mean, it's the only, you know, thing that, you know, the only time they defy it is if it's actually constitutional, but they'll use it against it, against people if it doesn't suit their end to their means. I mean, doesn't that seem like, I mean, they're criminals down there in Sacramento. Is that pretty plain and simple?
In 2005, 2006, for 16 months, I got a summons to serve on the grand jury, the federal grand jury. So I spent 16 months going down there twice a month to the courthouse in Sacramento and served on it. Every time I went, the first at least hour was always blocked off for immigration. And we were always saying, you know, somebody had been, had committed some sort of a crime, whether it was, you know, drugs or it could be any kind of crime. But they were an illegal alien. And we were constantly saying, send them back, send them back, send them back. And writing indictments. And we signed over 200 indictments. They were not all for immigration, but every time we went, it was always, we always had to deal with immigration. And, you know, there is a problem, and it needs to be addressed. We have a president in place right now that's trying to address it. And when you have a governor that says, you know, let's make California its own country, or let's defy it, that's what our country was based on, the Constitution. It's been working for how many years now, and now you want to change it, and you're already going down the drain?
Well, the reason I think we're going down the drain is we quit following the Constitution for, you know.
There you go.
I know. I mean, that's the real deal. And, you know, it's like we were talking earlier about the New World Order. Remember when, if you said anything about the New World Order, you were a nut job? Now, if you're not a part of it, you're a nut job. I mean, that's how far we've come in just 30 years. I mean, I remember when we talked about communism, you know, and boy, you're just throwing those buzzwords around in communism. You know, when Obama started in as president, you know, oh, he said he's a socialism. Oh, you're just some kind of then it was socialism's okay, and then it's is that communism? Oh, communism. Now communism's okay. We've come so far so fast away from the Constitution. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we're seeing such a big pushback. And that's what we're looking for in candidates, is people who are going to support the Constitution and defend it as it is intended and not twist it into something that it's not, you know, to give government more power.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a break? Because I'll jump on something else.
Well, we can do a break. You want to do a break, Bob, and then come back? All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy way. Pursuing the life of my high-riding egos, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
What better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202? Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hi, this is Dan Beans, director of the Reading Electric Utility. REU is celebrating National Public Power Week October 1st through the 7th. Please join us at our open house on Friday, October 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our offices located at 3611 Abtec Parkway. There will be free bucket truck rides, pole climbing and tree trimming demonstrations, and much more. Food trucks will be on site, and all REU customers will receive a $5 food truck voucher. Let's celebrate our nonprofit community-owned utility. For more information, call 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward. The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
We're going to get you.
That was actually...
Meaning the other guy. In a not positive, you, Melissa. The other guy.
A positive thing. Okay, don't read too much into the music.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit about a little bit more about the state of Jefferson, and so you are supporting it, and
yes.
And you want to split from the state of California because we have no representation up here.
We have no representation. We have some, you know, but not enough. That's all there is to it. There's not the people that in place that need to speak up for us. That's all there is to it. When you have one person, you know, going over many counties. But that also leads into what have I been doing. And as a city council person, you can get involved on the California, the League of California Cities,
right.
Which is a lobbyist for the cities of the state. And they lobby for state, or they lobby the state for city issues.
I see.
And I have served on it since... Oh, I don't know, probably 8 or 9 years since I...
So you're still serving on it.
Oh, actually, last week or the week before, I was just installed as the president of the Sacramento Valley Division.
Wow.
So there's, I think, six divisions. Six? I don't know how many divisions there are.
So if you stuck your toe in the water, do these people that you're, you know, your fellow League of City members, do they know anything about the state of Jefferson? Do they care? I mean...
Oh, sure. They know what's out there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're all, you know, people like from Orland and Chico and Mount Shasta.
So most of those guys should be supporting the state of Jefferson, I would think.
Right. Individually, I don't know specifically. But I also know, okay, they're conservative, they're not.
Right.
You know, so you kind of guess who's going to do it.
It's hard to tell because sometimes conservatives say they're conservatives and sometimes they just act like conservatives.
You're right. That's true. Very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
John
McCain comes to mind.
There you go.
He's not exactly my favorite person. Public safety. Let's talk about that and why is that working. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of give a story here about public safety from my own personal experience. I called in to the sheriff on a person who I knew was, you know, they were looking for a person of interest who'd possibly been involved in a burglary and breaking probation. And then it came back to me that my name was then, you know, all over the airwaves on the scanner saying that I had made a report on this person. And, you know, so who listens to the scanners? I'm sure a lot of people do, but we also know that criminals do.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And I just thought that that was that was bizarre. I couldn't even believe it when the report got back to me.
Well, when I've called the police before, they say, and your name? And I'll say, you know, it's not important who's calling.
So maybe
we want to know, you know, and it's like, okay, but it's nobody else's business. Okay, we'll keep you anonymous.
I think that's a kind of a big tip because
yeah.
I never knew that before. I didn't think that they would, you know, yell my name out all over the police radios.
Well, that does surprise me because usually they have acronyms for everything and usually reporting party RP, well, the RP or something to the effect of, said they went that direction, you know, that type of thing. So I'm surprised that any names went out anywhere.
Yeah, well...
But it's not a very good policy when you're advertising, hey, so-and-so called on me? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think someone might want to bring that up with the sheriff's department.
Then you bring up the Blondie song all over again.
Yeah, because, I mean, good grief, who's going to want to report crimes to the sheriffs or whoever if they're going to blast your name out all over the airwaves and the criminals are going to try to seek some kind of retribution against you?
So one of the things that, for my campaign, you know, the sheriff is, he apparently needs some help for crying out loud. He needs some support. And, I've been talking to Shingletown residents, and by golly, they have a deputy that comes up there 4 days a week. I thought about our days of the week, there's seven. So why don't they have coverage 7 days a week up there? 24/7, you know. They do have an office. Is that office used? No, not that I heard it was used. At the outlets, there's an office for the sheriff's deputies as well, for maybe Cottonwood area.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's ever been used. It's not like I watch it all the time, but by golly, Cottonwood needs some public safety as well. These two communities are very well organized. They're just amazing communities in the way of their organization and different groups, community groups that do different things, all kinds of stuff. And they, by golly, they've had to make, you know, like a militia down in one of them, and then a community watch in another one, where they're patrolling at night, mm-hmm. all the communities, all the neighborhoods.
Well, we were, I don't think they were very favorable to that up here in Redding or even in Shasta County. I don't think
that. Yeah, that was my understanding, is they didn't want citizen patrol, quote unquote.
Well, that's also in Redding is where you have a police department. So there's a difference between a community or a neighborhood watch and a community patrol. A community patrol is apparently needed in Shingletown or Cottonwood because there's not 24/7 coverage of the deputies up there.
Right.
But they don't want people getting in the way of the police department either in Redding. So I can understand that. But neighborhood watches, heck man, we encourage neighborhood watches. We, National Night Out is a big thing in Anderson. And we go out and meet with people that are wanting to start it up in their neighborhoods in Anderson. So I would definitely encourage that.
Yeah, I've heard of people where they've got the texting, and they create a group on their texting on their phones,
mm-hmm.
so that in their neighborhood, if they see somebody suspicious, they can text out to, you know, all the other people that are in league with them in the neighborhood to protect their properties and so forth. And that's another idea. So I think there's some good ideas out there to help people get involved in the community with this problem. And the problem is pervasive. I mean, even in Anderson, I know people right there in Anderson where they've got encampments, you mm-hmm. know, out in back of their property, and they're talking about selling out because, you know, it's a real problem.
Well, there's a point where we put it on the citizen to patrol their own property.
Right.
And if their property can't be patrolled, then they need to either downsize, sell it, something. But they need to be patrolling, you know, their own property and keep right. it free and clear of homeless encampments. And the city is more than welcome these people to knock on our door and say, hey, we need some help getting rid of these guys. And that's, by golly, what I was doing yesterday.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to go, because sometimes they're not right on your property. You know, they might be close by, so they're frequently coming into your property at night.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, stealing
or using yours as a entryway one way or the other, passageway.
Right.
You know, close those things off. And we've done that before, too. In the city of Anderson, we've closed off a main thoroughfare that people were using. Gosh, they were using one thoroughfare as like a drug area. And we closed that off because the kids, it was supposed to be used for school kids, and the kids weren't using it. It was a scary area, so we just closed it off.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like I say, I hate to be the purveyor of doom, but I think this is going to get worse before it gets better.
Well, what's nice about in Cottonwood, because I live down in Cottonwood now, is in the community, when you start getting involved in it, you know when those patrols are. They'll ask you, the ones that are patrolling, where do you live, to let you know, I patrol on such and such night between the hours of such and such. And so you get more connected with that, so you know.
That's great.
When they're in your neighborhood, mm-hmm. about what time they're going to be around if you're having issues.
Yep.
And who they are.
Yep.
And then, you know, you say, well, you know my vehicle because it's this, this, and that, so if, you know. So they watch your vehicles and everything at night, which is really cool. So
I tapped into something that was similar that in that in Shingletown, and one lady said, "Hey, there was somebody with lights on driving by. Blah blah blah. Was that you?" And he said, "Yep, I was on patrol and I was checking out such and such." And it's like, "Oh, that's great."
Yeah, just like the neighbor has horses and they went away and mm-hmm. somebody came in to feed and everybody was already on their phones. Is this person supposed to be here?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Which
do.
Is really nice. You know,
yeah.
And it was all good, but we all were like, okay, because we didn't know the vehicle or the person, and so we were already, yeah, blowing up the phones or texting or whatever. But it's really nice to know
mm-hmm.
when you start getting involved. Oh yeah, so and so, I know he's going to be trolling that night, you know, and it does help,
right?
You know,
yeah, because you've got to get the community involved in it, because you can't be the lone guy out there
no.
by himself trying to be the, you know, Wyatt Earp deal.
No,
and that doesn't work really well. I mean. In my property that I'm at right now, I mean, I can't cover it all because there's enough property where they can sneak in on the edges or at night you're sleeping. I've had to have it set up security devices even that ring because these guys are coming in at night. So it's really tough, you know, and you can't stay up all night looking for them either. So it's been a problem.
I noticed in Cottonwood, I can go down to the store at night and stuff, and there's not a lot of homeless people, you know, or I go down to the corner store, so to speak, or what. There's not a lot of people, homeless people, or people that approach me or anything in that area. Where up here, I have to worry about it a lot more mm-hmm. when I'm by, because I'm by myself most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it makes it really nice that, hey, you know, I need some milk. I can run down to the corner store and not have to worry about as much. Sure, you still have to be aware mm-hmm. of what's going on, but they're not, you know, coming out of the woodwork down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, situational mm-hmm. awareness.
Yeah, you know, so it's really cool.
Well, I've done a ride along with some of our police officers in Anderson, and it's great because the first thing that they do is, do you need to do a service break?
No.
Okay.
We're just trying to think of who's coming in the
door.
The door.
Oh, okay.
You hear the door beep, and there's Frank. And we do have a caller on the line as well.
Okay. Well, let me do it real quick, because the first thing that the police officers do is they pull up their, you know, something on their computer in their cars, and they start looking for reported stolen cars. And that's where they head, is they head up to Walmart, and they're looking constantly for stolen cars. And that's why we've got like five or six police officers that have gotten awards for how many stolen cars they've recovered.
How far we have come, though. I mean,
it's
insane.
Right.
And with that, we have Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Melissa and Mark and Linda, for covering this very relevant and pertinent topic. I've actually had to endure some of this neighborhood watch policing of our own. I'm in a very tight group of our neighborhood watch. In fact, our captain, she belongs to the volunteer RPD, and so she's very connected. I've been a year or two with this one guy in the back alley where we've got nothing but the drug deals, the street walking, prostitute trafficking, is a combination of things. And the other day I had my life threatened by the renter in the back there, saying, you know what, we've had it with you, because I walk around with my Canon camera taking pictures of these people who don't want their pictures
taken yeah.
for obvious
You know, Lori,
reasons.
I walk around with my Canon too, but it ain't a camera.
we need to confer and compare notes. But I want to give a helpful tip to everybody, because, yes, we do have to pony up. We do have to spend more time and attention getting connected. If we have to call each other, text each other, however we can do that. But here's the dilemma I just crossed the other night. When I confronted, cars with different plates from different states, it's the harvest season. We know that this is going to pick up.
Coming into
and so program. I'm not afraid. I go out there with my landline, my cell phone, and my camera. And not my CCW, because I like to keep it in my house. Anyways, I was threatened. I called the police, and they said the threat he gave me, that he, quote, I'm gonna call up 10 of my buddies, and we're going to take care of you once and for all. To me, that's a threat.
Yeah.
I'm an MFT. I know Tarasoff laws. When you're being threatened, you don't have to have the script that says exactly, here's how I'm going to kill you, when I'm going to kill you, and so forth. A threat is a threat. So people out there listening, please be advised, if you've got an iPhone, smartphone, get some audio video. Try to have somebody with you if possible.
Yes, yes.
I know it's not easy in the rural. I used to live in
the
rural.
And I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave my other Canon at home either.
Okay. Mark. I hope I see you at the next Patriot meeting. And Melissa, by the way, thank you for showing up to present the other two, three meetings ago. It's wonderful to meet you.
My pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. So anyway, people out there, I'm going to follow up with the police along with my team captains that we need to define that these officers are on the same page, and that they understand when you get a threat, I don't want to be on the headline news that I was attacked or worse, or my property or my home or anything else. So again, I'm not afraid. I just want to let people know that I've had it. I'm done. You know, I might need to move, too. I'm on a corner house, and we've got all these little bicycle backpack people of every persuasion. Mm. And I don't mind taking pictures of them at all.
Thanks, Lori. We appreciate
it. You bet.
It.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
You know, thanks for covering this topic.
You bet.
All right.
I was going to say that I've never had fear as far as bodily harm. I mean, I'm a big guy. I can handle myself, no problem at all. It's always been property damage, but it could be escalating for other people as well. And I've, you know, personal experience, talked to the sheriff after I had a confrontation with somebody on my property, and it did get ugly. And he basically told me, yeah, you know, I would have done the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you do have the right on your property or even in public to defend yourself.
Yes, you do.
From people who are threatening or accosting you. Now, if they're just talking smack, I mean, you can walk away.
Mm-hmm. But what are we coming to that, you know, that you have to sit there and worry about it? I mean, like me, like I say, I'm by myself a lot of times. I have to watch where I park my car, you know, just to park my car, whether I'm going to get on my phone or whatever it shall be. I got to really watch my surroundings and not stay in one place too long a lot of times in Reading, because if you do, they start coming out.
Yeah. We probably should go to a break.
Okay.
You want to go to a break? And
sure.
Yeah. You got a thought?
I do.
Let's do the thought. Let's hear your thought first, and then we'll go to a break.
So I'm in real estate, and I sell real estate, and I was showing out-of-town buyers Thursday and Friday some property.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, I said they brought up the fact that they had been told somewhere that empty your car, don't leave stuff in your car.
Yeah.
Visible. I mean,
it's common sense.
Sure.
Hello. And I said, yep, and be sure to do that in the hotel tonight when you get there. Oh, okay.
Don't leave a bike on the back of your vehicle.
Well, the next day, she said, you know that comment you made about knowing that, you know, emptying your car?
Right.
And I said, yeah. And she said, when we got to the hotel told us that too. And she said, is that a problem? How do you sell real estate when you've got this going on in your area? You know, it needs to be cleaned up. We've got to take care of our community.
Well, with that said, we're going to go to a break. I think this song actually doesn't need an explanation, Bob.
And with that, if you want to call in, have a question or comment for Melissa, give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Although it could refer to the politicians that are in Sacramento as well.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
On Saturday, October 7th, the Harvest Moon Liberty Fest will be coming to the Anderson River Park,
and it's totally free.
Food and games begin at noon with live music from 9 bands starting at 2 p.m. Plus, a special presentation by Citizens for Fair Representation. Local vendors will be presenting arts and crafts,
balloon animals,
face painting, pumpkin carving, even laser tag,
and drawings for prizes.
So bring the whole family for a day in the park.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Gotta like that, the Mighty Mighty Boss Stones. we're just talking about over the break, I mean, the crime and the threats and, you know, the people out there that are being, intimidated. And, you know, like I say, you know, I'm a big guy. You know, I've been in the Army, you know, I've been in a few fights in my day. And, you know, so I kind of know how to handle myself pretty well. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there that that's not something they do or did. You know, I mean, and it's not something they've been trained to do or you know. So I highly suggest that if you're not packing or don't have a CCW, or at the very least, if you're on your property and you don't have a CCW, get trained to use something for self-defense.
And change your attitude that a lot of people think, well, it will never happen to me, it will never happen here, and you have to, in my opinion, look at it that it could be me, it might be me, and keep, you know, your eyes peeled to what's going on around you, because they'll target you if you don't.
That's the whole reason the recall, I think, is finally here in Reading took traction, is that people are just fed up with it. You know, raises were given, money wasn't allocated towards the public safety, that type of thing. And so, I mean, it's something that we all need to get involved in. And, you know, maybe we need the militias to get involved with the police, and maybe we need the neighborhood watches to get involved, and maybe there's programs that need to be implemented. I don't know if any of that's at the Board of Supervisor level. You know, again, I'm not sure exactly what the Board of Supervisors do at this point, other than allocate money.
It's in my opinion that we need to put public safety first. That's all there is to it. I feel like the sheriff doesn't have the tools that he needs, And by golly, on the Anderson City Council, we've worked hard to give our chief, our police chief, the tools and the department, the tools that they need, whether that means beefing up resolutions or ordinances that we have and giving the officers some teeth.
So it's not about money necessarily. It's about letting them do their job.
Well, yes, letting them do their job, but sometimes we have taken different ordinances that we have in place and made them a little bit stronger to where it gives the police officer more power, teeth, and tools in his tool belt to take care of the problem at hand.
I see. But while still maintaining constitutional right protections for people, I would hope.
But don't get me wrong. He does need money. There needs to be money for the jail.
Do you want to stay tuned, stay with us over the break for a few more minutes?
Okay, sure.
All right. You're listening to Solver Minds. Stay tuned for the second hour. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Okay, now who's laughing?
So sadly.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The latest Republican attempt to repeal Obamacare could be dead on arrival. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says he will vote no. And if that happens, GOP leaders will have little hope that their 11th hour push will survive. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says the problem is the bill doesn't actually repeal.
We have a $700 billion deficit this year and a $20 trillion debt. We can't just keep piling on new money. There has to be a few conservatives left in Washington who'll say we really were for repeal and still are for repealing Obamacare.
Paul, who says he will vote no, was a guest on NBC TV's Meet the Press program. Senator John McCain of Arizona also opposes the measure, and GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine says today, quote, it's very difficult to think she would vote yes. Authorities in Tennessee say 8 people were shot outside a church in the Nashville area today. 1 person is dead, 7 wounded, the gunman in custody. Don't have a lot more details at this hour, but as we get them, we'll tell you about it. The busiest border crossing in the United States is closed this weekend to more than 40,000 cars that normally pass through every day to Mexico.
The closure between San Diego and Tijuana for work on a $741 million expansion project presents a monumental headache for border businesses, workers, and tourists. Travelers have been enduring hours-long wait on the Mexican side of the border and the U.S. with the constant addition of security measures since the September 11, 2001 attacks. The expansion is believed to be the largest renovation of a crossing along the nearly 2,000-mile-long U.S.-Mexico border. Patrick Foss reporting.
Angela Merkel projected to win a fourth term as Chancellor of Germany today based on exit polls, but supporters of the far-right Alternative for Germany party are cheering. Those same polls indicate that when all the dust is settled, it will be the third strongest party in the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
There are lots of reasons why you should get life insurance. Here are 2 big reasons you should get it now.
Hi, Mommy. Hey, Dad.
Your family depends on you. Talk to SelectQuote. It's easier and more affordable than you think to get the life insurance your family needs. SelectQuote got Richard, 40, who takes meds to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month, and got Vanessa, 37, a $750,000 10-year policy for under $21 a month. Call SelectQuote or go to SelectQuote.com today. Get up to 10 free quotes in minutes from some of the best life insurance companies out there, like Banner Life, Prudential, Mutual of Omaha, and many others. So, why haven't you called SelectQuote? Get your free quotes now. Call 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660. 800-681-9660.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Large amounts of federal aid have begun moving into Puerto Rico, welcomed by local officials who are praising the Trump administration's response, but calling for the emergency loosening of rules, long blamed for condemning the U.S. territory to second-class status. In northwest Puerto Rico, people began returning to their homes yesterday after a spillway eased pressure on a dam that cracked after more than a foot of rain fell in the wake of the latest hurricane. The opening of the island's main port of the capital has allowed 11 ships to bring in 1.6 million gallons of water. over 20,000 cots, lots of generators, and food. London's mayor says that people angry about the decision by transit authorities to strip Uber of its license to operate in the city should blame the company instead. The city's transportation agency says it will not renew Uber's license when it expires on September 30th, citing a lack of corporate responsibility on Uber's part. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A nursing home management firm in Indiana has sued several former executives who are already criminally charged with embezzling more than $16 million from the company.
The Indianapolis Star reports American Senior Communities filed a lawsuit against several individuals, including former CEO James Burkhard and 16 shell companies. The federal lawsuit alleges the executives took advantage of the company and violated the Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organizations Act. Burkhard's attorney said he's innocent and that the company flourished under his leadership.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, September the 24th, and a birthday for some notable people, including rhythm and blues singer Sonny Turner of the Platters. He's 78 years old today. Guess who's 71? Mean Joe Green, the Pro and College Football Hall of Famer, Steeler star. Former Congressman Joseph Kennedy II, the Massachusetts Democrat, has 65 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, reminding you about the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride, Sunday, October 1st. All bikes are welcome, and we gather at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo on Twin View Boulevard for opening ceremonies and a great motorcycle ride with lunch. To register for the ride, call 275-7300. If your business would like to sponsor the ride, call the same number, 275-7300. You'll be helping us provide care packages for our troops serving all over the world and helping us provide holiday meals for local military families. Visit rysonline.com and call 275-7300 for Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, the 5th Annual Iron Soldier Ride. Thank you for your support.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. We wanted to apologize to everybody out there. We weren't laughing about the fact that when Melissa talked about, you know, we need to change in the community, we were laughing at the fact that Bob was holding a sign up for me. Sorry.
Which had nothing to do with what Melissa
exactly,
was saying.
Exactly. So, Bob. Yeah, it sounded kind of off.
Well, I was reminding Mark of something I thought he wanted to be reminded of from earlier in the hour.
Yeah. So, anyway, to explain the bumper music, yes. You know, Low Friends and...
he tells me it's the last minute. Don't play that. I need to explain it first.
Got to have fun once in a while. Keep the guys on your toes.
It's what we do here. So I think we got to get back to morality in the community. You know, is a big part of the issue here. We got to get, I mean, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, things were different in the communities. And we got away from morality. We've got away from, you know, God, any kind of accountability. And then the media is complicit. I mean, look at the record Fleshlight. Excuse me. I mean, do they have any news in there at all anymore?
Sure, all of the stuff out of USA Today.
They don't
cut and paste, copy and paste.
So they further this agenda that, you know, this left-wing agenda that we talked about earlier, you know, this left-wing, New World Order, globalist, you know, take your pick. But it is getting to the point where you have to completely go around the media. I shut my TV off. I don't get the paper. I highly suggest that everybody else out there get their news alternatively. You can go to my Facebook.
Including this station.
Including this station as well, yeah.
Don't shut us off.
Don't shut us off, because we actually tell the truth. But
I went down a road going to a client's and checking out this piece of property that he wanted to buy. And when I pulled onto the road, it was so refreshing. It's just a small dead-end road. But, you know, it's got at least 20 houses on it, so 10 on one side, 10 on the other. Anyway, down at the end of the road, you could see kids riding their bikes in the middle of the street. And I thought, oh, you never get to see that anymore. And that's the America, and that's the Shasta County I grew up in.
Yeah.
And we need to bring that back. Common sense, you know, it's just, it seems like it's lacking in today's society.
Well, it's a lot of it's what's being taught in the schools. Or not being taught, and it used to be that there was a basis of morality in society,
yep.
And we have lost our way. You know, I mean, and a lot of that has been, you know, the media. I mean, the media is completely complicit, not just the news, but look what Hollywood has been doing. You know, Hollywood has completely gone bonkers and with some kind of a left wing, ridiculous agenda, and you know, you're seeing human trafficking. That's a big, huge issue, and a pedophilia. I mean, we know that that's pervasive in Hollywood. There's been a lot of stars that have, you know, come out to say that that's one of the biggest problems in Hollywood and in Washington. I mean, what's up, you know? And then, you know, you get to why doesn't things start change faster? You know, I mean, are there not people in handcuffs? You know, why is Obama still walking around? Why is Hillary still walking around? Nobody's being charged with anything. Everybody knows that they're guilty of sin on different issues. And where's Jeff Sessions? I mean, I'm starting to have my second thoughts about Jeff Sessions. So I don't know. I'm not sure where the rubber meets the road here, but we have to have law and order. And we have to have some morality.
Mm-hmm. The verse in Chronicles says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, I will hear them and heal their nation.
Heal the nations, yeah.
And you know what? It's time.
What's that?
It's long after time. We needed to start doing this a long time ago, but hey, we need to be doing this.
Well, you know, what's that Ephesians quote? People in high places were dealing with darkness and evil, and I have to get that out, but... that's really the truth. I mean, is that evil has gravitated into high places. Uh-huh. Like, you have to look no farther than Sacramento.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line.
Good morning, Billy Bob and Palisadro. How are you?
Hey, just fine, Linda.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, Mark and Linda, you guys just do such a great job. And Melissa, I've been listening to you for the last 45 minutes or whatever it's been. And I am very impressed with your energy, intelligence, and your ability to make something happen at the Board of Supervisors. And I don't vote in your district, but I'm going to campaign for you. And I just wanted to let you know that you are just a breath of fresh air.
Thank
so
you, sir.
I just wanted to reinvigorate your campaign. And good luck, and we'll hope for a big change at the Board of Supervisors, because, boy, those people are stalemated. I tell you what, we got a bunch of rope-a-dopes, man. I'll tell you, that Leonard Modi is just a dumbass. All right, so anyway, I'll let it go with that. All right, see you guys.
Speaking Thank you, sir, for of, phone call.
Thank you for calling in.
Speaking of air... we are on the air. Got to be careful. I found the quote I was looking for. This is Ephesians 6:12, and I'm not going to get all biblical on you, but I think there's wisdom in the Bible if you even try to look.
And the Constitution.
And,
yeah, imagine that.
Well, yeah, godly men put the Constitution together for us for a reason.
You know,
what's Ephesians say?
6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And, you know, so,
amen.
I mean, government has turned to what it has historically always turned into, is that all it takes for evil to prosper is good men do nothing. And so we're starting to see more good people having to get into the fight, whether we like it or not. I mean,
now, on that comment, let me encourage you that, you know, I've been in this arena for 10 years, and I've been involved in Sacramento and the league and everything, like I said, 8 or 9 years. And I've met a lot of people, conferences, everything. And then through going to college in L.A., I was, you know, I've got a lot of friends that actually ended up going all over the nation. But I still have a lot of friends in Southern California. And so I have met so many people like myself that are getting into politics, and it's so refreshing. I'm so excited. There's a pastor's wife who serves on her city council in Eureka, not Yreka, Eureka.
Wow,
I'm excited about that. I've got friends that are involved in their churches, and they're serving in two different city councils in Southern California. I've got a friend who is running for senator, state senator. I'm excited. There are some godly people that are
starting to get involved.
Yes, waking up, and it's exciting. I've got to just add that in there.
The whole stupid thing of the people in power saying that you know you have to put your religious view to the back of the bus and it's always superseded by law is ridiculous.
That's right.
You know, I saw that with Feinstinkle. Frankenstein, what's her name? Diana. And she's reviewing one of the Supreme Court justices or the judges, you know, saying, oh, you got to put your Christianity in the back. Well, the real deal that to say the law is always above your religious tenets is ridiculous in a free moral society, because what if they changed the law to say that you can, I don't know, extract baby parts alive from people after they're born?
God forgive us.
Then the law supersedes your moral compass? Yeah. What if they say that slaughtering Christians is legal? Then the law supersedes? See, it's complete BS. There has to be a higher moral authority than just government. Because if you look to government to solve all your problems, to take care of all your needs, then government will not only rule over you, but will turn you into the slave that you deserve to be at that point, because you're no longer free, and you're depending on government to issue edicts that are over and above moral, ethical, godly person should be following.
Mm-hmm. You know, just the person I am and the places I've been, you know, God's a center part of what I'm all about. And my thought went out as fast as it came in my head. But when I was teaching, let's go back to there. When I was teaching and taking fourth graders down to Sacramento, little did I know what was brewing in me, but God was starting something about politics. And as a teacher, teachers love to learn, and I love to learn all this stuff. It's like people say, oh my gosh, how can you do city council? It's so boring. And it's like, it's not boring. I'm constantly learning. I'm that type of a person. I love it. And Sacramento, that kind of stuff is just so interesting to me. And I love moving forward and finding solutions. I love networking. It's a puzzle to me. It's like you need something, Well, I've met, because of my experiences, I've met so many different people that do things. Let me tie you into so-and-so because so-and-so can do something. And it's right back to where Anderson's thought process is it's customer service. How can we help you? And that's what my attitude is how can I help you? If I'm your leader, if I am put in a position to serve, by golly, that's what I want to do. I want to serve you. How can I serve you?
Right, right. I want to talk a little bit about, I got an explanation on the Electoral College here, and I want to get this kind of out there.
I'm not well versed in that. Go for it, though.
Well, I want to read this because when we talk about, you know, the Electoral College, you know, we've had a lot of calls lately for, you know, oh, we need to get rid of it. Hillary won by the popular vote. But when you hear this explanation, I think it will be completely plain as to why we have an Electoral College. There are 3,141 counties in the United States. Trump won 3,084 of them. Clinton won 57. There are 62 counties in New York State. Trump won 46 of them. Clinton won 16. Clinton won the popular vote by 1.5 million votes, which we could probably argue, considering the voter fraud with the Election Integrity Project, that there's, I think the last count was like 2 million more registered voters than were actual voters. In the five counties that encompass New York, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Richmond, and Queens, Clinton received well over 2 million more votes than Trump. Clinton only won four of these counties. Trump won Richmond. Therefore, these five counties alone more than accounted for Clinton winning the popular vote of the entire country. These five counties comprised 319 square miles. The United States is comprised of 3,797,000,000 square miles. When you have a country that encompasses almost 4 million square miles of territory, it would be ludicrous to even suggest that the vote from those that encompassed a mere 319 square miles should dictate the outcome of a national election. Now, if you don't understand that, then, you know, I posted it on Facebook on Sovereign Minds, because that tells you exactly why the majority, you know, cannot rule the minority, even if they're, you know, it's individual rights, states' rights, not, gee, you know, a four counties in New York tell everybody else in the United States who they should have as president. So I've posted that, and I think that's a good a lesson in the electoral vote, and it's the purest explanation I've ever seen as to why we have an electoral college, so that we're not run by a select group of people in a big city. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious why she reared her head this last week.
She's selling a book.
Exactly. And somebody put the front of her book on my Facebook page, and it's a joke. And it's going all over Facebook that it says, I think the title of her book is What Happened? And the bottom of the part of it is Hillary Rodham Clinton. And somebody said, the first time Hillary has the answer. Shoot, I'm butchering it.
I heard that Trump's coming out with a new book. It's called I Did.
What? She's got the solution to the answer, or to the question, on the front of the book, and it's What Happened, Hillary Happened.
Well, I got a report here from OAN, which seems to be, that's One America News Network, which I'm starting to turn to more and more and more, that Hillary is reportedly funding the far-left extremist Antifa through her dark money PAC. So there's a story, I posted it online, you might want to take a look at that, but these people are ruthless, and they want power, and that's it. That seems to be the case, and the fact that she's writing a book trying to explain why she lost the election is absolutely insane, if you ask me. So, and
why would anybody want to buy it?
I don't know. Evidently, there's people out there that would buy that stuff, but I don't get it. I don't understand. What the issues are, because the problem is the mainstream media is complicit in this. Instead of reporting the facts like that are happening, and dark money is going over to fund these guys to cause riots, and, you know, they're even talking about going after the police and causing more and more civil strife, what the record search site just doesn't report that, or the you know Fox. I mean, I don't understand it. But
before we came in here this morning, somebody went into before. Before we came on the air, I got a newscast something on my phone, and somebody went into a Tennessee church and was shooting.
Really?
It's like, come on, people. Well, you know, times have changed, and time for us to pray for our nation. That's all there is to it.
It's crazy.
Time for us to step up.
I'm going to run through some of these stories while we're on it here, because we probably need to go to a break. But, you know, I got two here for Trump. California sues President Trump over the wall, claiming it will violate environmental laws. Now, you can't...
Yes, because environmental laws trump the Constitution.
Exactly. I mean, that's the deal, you know. And California is also suing oil companies for causing global warming. You can't make this crap up. That's from Breitbart. And so, you know, the news media is complicit. The other one's Fox News.
People do understand we'd be a third world country in California without the oil companies.
Well, there is that part, you know, and I'm not pro-oil company, but good grief, they cause global warming? I mean, come on, the science is still up in the air on global warming, and the way you get your money for, you know, they got all these scientists and consensus, and, you know, science isn't consensus. Remember when the world was flat? Science is about facts that can be monitored and proved. And there's no proof that there's man-made global warming. The ones that are spouting it are the ones that they get their money from the federal government. If they don't say that, if their hypothesis don't come to the same conclusion that the government wants, they get their funding cut.
Yeah, they make them come to the same conclusion.
That's it.
Yep.
Let's go to a break, Bob.
With that, we'll go to a break. You want to call in? The number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North Coast.
Better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. Zero out, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out of space on such a timeless flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Yeah, Rocket Man. That one's for our friend over there in North Korea, Kim Jong Unhinged. Wow, I mean, all this stuff going on, and we're right almost on the precipice of a nuclear war. I mean, good grief. I mean, if you haven't got some religion going, you might think about it at this point in time. Because I'll tell you what, if it gets too much crazier, it's not going to matter. I don't know.
Well, who thought this would be
Rocket,
a topic?
Being called Rocket Man offended him for some reason.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I heard that Rodman said that if Trump was going to bomb North Korea, that, you know, he was going to go over there and he'd have to get him too and
kill two birds with one stone.
Dennis,
what stupid comment is that?
Yeah,
I mean,
I know. So let's get back to Melissa Hunt, okay, and let's talk about signs. We need to get some signs up for you because we need to get you elected.
So this part of my election, this happens in March. Yes, I mean, well, when I started this, it was August, but now it's heading into October. But, yeah, March signs go up. They can be up for 3 months, and I would really like to focus on 44, Gas Point, Balls Ferry, and I-5 would be amazing, too. So I've got I'm working in the process of ordering signs. If and I'll take donations as well.
Where do they get a hold of you?
Yeah.
They can get a hold of me, and here's my phone number. 530-378-1782. Email is Melissa in Anderson, at yahoo.com. Melissa is spelled M-E-L-I-S-S-A-I-N Anderson. Melissa in Anderson at yahoo.com.
Oh, or, yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good.
And phone number again is 378-1782. Gosh, I can't believe I'm giving my phone number over the airwaves. But this is the time where I'm educating myself about things that are on the minds and the forefront of citizens. And I know some of them because I've heard some of them. And I'm digging into those, and I want to hear others. If you've got something on your mind, give me a call. Send me an email. If you've got a group, if you've got a neighborhood, and that you want to share me with, I'll bring brownies.
Let's do it. Said you wanted to do more of the neighborhood type settings to get to know the people and get more involved to exactly know what's going on out there.
And if you're running a community something and you want to learn about me, I'm open and willing. I might need a little reminder. I had a great reminder at 8 o'clock this morning, and it was wonderful because I am a busy person. I was house-sitting at a farm, and I had just come in from feeding the animals, and I was waiting for them to finish, so then I was going to let them free for the day. And I got a phone number or a phone call that reminded me, hey, you're supposed to be on the radio this morning. So I was very thankful for that phone call. So anyway.
Well, what we need is more statesmen instead of politicians, and that's what I think you are. You know, and the definition of a statesman as opposed to a politician is a statesman starts the parade and the politician runs to the front and acts like he did. And
that
so,
is such a compliment, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
I've never heard that. Thank you very much.
Very good. Well, and you know what politics stand for, right?
No.
Poly is many, and ticks are those blood-sucking things that, you know.
Yeah.
So don't be a politician. Be a statesperson.
No problem. Gladly.
So, but it is true. It seems like that, you know, we have to get people with a moral compass in there, statesmen, that are going to start doing something about some of this stuff and not go up there for their own self endearment, it's about self-interest as opposed to the community interest.
Mm-hmm.
And
doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Serving. And we talked about it over the break a little bit, you know, about who's serving people and who's not. And we're not going to get into that. But we know that there's people that are involved in the politics of the situation that are nothing but bloodsuckers. And they need to be out of office. We need to replace them with people who are going to care.
Well, I have been on the council for 10 years. I have seen a complete turnaround in Anderson. It's awesome. Are they doing that in the county? It's time for a change. Time for new blood. Time for some new ideas.
Yep.
And it's not just District 5. We need some changes. Time for a change.
And it's good to hear that because now people know it can be done. We knew it could be done, but, you know, get the word out there. Here, it started to change here. Look what happened.
Yep.
Let's keep going and moving and get more people involved in this movement to take back our community.
I was going to say, and your biggest challenge right now is going to be the other members if they get reelected. You know, if you have like a 1-4 vote like we've seen in the city council here. I think that if that happens, you're going to see another recall going. I predict a recall going on in the county for, you know, Modi.
They've already said that there is a recall coming.
Yeah, I believe that because Modi's entrenched. I mean, he's bored in like a politician. And so, I don't know, Kehoe might be going out.
There's a couple other ones up there, too, that just, you know. We need new blood up there. It's time we have new blood, new ideas, new solutions to what's going on.
Where they listen to the people, because I've seen the state of Jefferson fill a whole room at the Board of Supervisors meeting, every seat almost.
Yep, I was there.
And they did not care about what the people were saying to do.
Oh, that's a big one with me. I mean, for crying out loud, there's a neighborhood, if you want to call it that, and they're homeowners and they're organized, and by golly, they are asking for help and a representation, and they didn't get it. And I just can't, that's not serving the ones you're that have elected you. You're
exactly.
there to yeah. represent them, to serve them. By golly, if they stand up and say, hey, we think we should do this, and you don't necessarily agree or understand or whatever, educate yourself. But by golly, they're asking for you, the representative, to represent them. So by golly, represent them.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say.
Well, they wouldn't even look at it or introduce or get educated and or anything about it.
Or they promised before the meeting started that they would support the state of Jefferson
movement.
There's a
few of those out.
And turned right around and stabbed them in the back in the meeting. And we know who that was. And
true.
We could talk a little less about it or a little more, but we won't.
At this time. At this time. So.
And, you know, we talk about morality, but flat out lying to your constituents.
So let's get back to you, Melissa. You want to, one of the things is public safety. Is there any other things at your top of the list that you would want to help with, dive into, change?
Well, I know public safety is a big issue for Cottonwood and for Shingletown. I have not gotten into a whole bunch more of Cottonwood yet. I'm getting there. I have heard a little bit more from Shingletown. They have some infrastructure that is set up to provide water for fire. But the infrastructure was put in when... I'm not sure when. I've still got a lot of questions about this because I need to talk to the right person. I've talked to two others, but I haven't talked to the person that I'm being directed to yet. And there's infrastructure for water hydrants, fire hydrants, and there's no water going to these fire hydrants. And if the infrastructure is not used, it seals up and tightens up and is unusable. And to get this running, it's another $1.5 million dollars. So I'm still trying to find out the solution to that. I'm wondering what the heck, why did this project get started and not get to completion? Why was it started and not had enough money? Who started this project and why, you know, so
right, yeah.
I've got some questions, some issues. They also call it water suppression up there, not fire suppression. And I'm still confused about that. Why would you call it water suppression, not fire suppression? So there's some questions that I've got. If you think you've got the answers, give me a call. Love to hear about them. But that needs to be, you know, there's a water system in place for fire, for crying out loud. And it's not taken care of. We need to finish that project. They've also got a piece of equipment, old timers, a piece of equipment, engine, that has been turned over to the city of Oakland. It was sold, and there's a story there. But it goes back to serving the people. And I'm like... frothing at the mouth to get a hold of that one.
Well, you know, this last grand jury report and the water issues and all of that stuff, I'll tell you what, that's going to be big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Hey, what do they say? Water's for fighting over and whiskey's for sharing? Is that what they say?
I'm not sure. I thought whiskey was for drinking, not sharing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, drinking. Oh, okay. Well, I don't drink it, so I don't know, but I know they fight over water.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we want to appreciate you and thank you for coming on the show. We'll probably go to a break here and then come back with the last bit of the show and news going to the top of the hour.
Been my pleasure. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
A lot.
All right. We'll have you back further down the road.
Thank you so much.
You bet. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. I thought I knew, but now I know that rose trees never grow in New York City. Until you've seen this trash can dream come true, you stand at the edge while people run you through. And
I thank the Lord. There's people out there like you. I thank the Lord. There's people out there like you. While Mona Lisa and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, but they can, and that is why. They know not if it's dark outside or light.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
In Redding alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. Installing motion sensor lights around high-risk areas at your home or business will help discourage lawbreakers. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Radio Woman Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. Well, this is from Michelle Malkin. Show business meltdown bombs away. The numbers don't lie. Across the entertainment industry, viewers and fans are tuning out. It's no coincidence ratings are cratering and unhinged celebrities cranking up their anti-Trump, anti-American antics. Here's a tip, pro tip for the Tinsel Townies. Swapping your jazz hands for middle fingers and waving resistance fists at your customer base is bad for business. Let this count the waning ways. Emetix. I'm not sure if that's a word or not. Emetix. Kind of like politics, only different. Who wanted to see the smirking Stephen Colbert lead a cast of Botoxed starlets in men's hot pants, handing out TV industry awards to diamond-draped elitists, hoisting up their gilt statues of emblems of victory on behalf of the hegemonically oppressed? Not as many as the boob tube titans had hoped. Anyway, the show's overall rating of viewership of 11.4 million tied an all-time low. The key ratings demographics of 18 to 49 sunk 10% lower. And we just talked about this a minute ago. You know something? Get them where it hurts the most, in their pocketbook.
Yep.
Shut off your damn TV. Quit going to the box office and supporting these progressive Looney Tunes idiots. And maybe it'll get to a point where it's hurting them enough to where they'll, you know, stop it and quit acting like they're a bunch of morons up there, you know, with their self-aggrandizing crap at the Emmys.
One would hope.
One can only hope. Anyway, I posted that article on Sovereign Minds. Let's see. Here's another press release. Colorado River versus the state of Colorado. None of this stuff should be mainstream news, right? In a first in the nation federal lawsuit, the river seeks recognitions of its legal rights to exist restoration. Now, I posted this on the website. This comes from the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. And the community CELDF is serving as a legal advisor for the first in the nation lawsuit in which a river is seeking recognition of its legal rights to be filed next week in federal district court in Colorado. The lawsuit, Colorado River versus the state of Colorado.
Unbelievable.
Excuse me, seeks a ruling that the Colorado River and its ecosystem possess certain rights, including the right to exist, flourish, evolve, generate, and restoration. Further, the lawsuit seeks a declaration from federal courts that the state of Colorado, the defendant in the case, may be held liable for violating the rights of the river. Have we gone over the freaking edge? I think so.
Well, if we're going to adopt that logic, then the Animas River in Colorado should sue the Environmental Protection Agency for destroying it a couple of years back. With the spill.
Yeah, exactly. From the mine that turned
smoke
it yellow.
A little bit more.
But the real deal is this is an agenda. You have to realize this is nonsensical, except for the fact that it's an agenda. If the Mother Earth has rights, then we don't. Those supersede individual constitutional rights. And then the Mother Earth is in control, and we're all global citizens, and we don't have to worry about anything because the state will then take care of us.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Wow. Unfrickin' believable. Here is another one. California sues President Trump over the wall, claiming it will violate environmental laws. Do we see a pattern here?
Unbelievable.
California is suing President Trump in order to stop him from building a wall on the state's border with Mexico, claiming it will violate environmental laws. So if rivers have rights and
the wall's got rights, the land.
The sky's got rights and the land's got rights. What about the people's rights? Ah, not so much. And so, the right to sovereignty, the right to to exist as a sovereign community.
To be free.
Nah, not so much. You know, so California is suing President Trump in order to stop him from building a wall on the state's border with Mexico, claiming it will violate environmental laws. Trump says the 2,000-mile long fence will cost $8 billion. How much are these illegal aliens costing us in terms of the benefits that they're sucking us dry out of, you know, in the states? But the Department of Homeland Security estimated it will cost $21 billion. So what? if we need to do this, and this needs to stop, and this lawsuits from whack job Jerry Brown Pants and his cohorts down there in Sacramento, De Leon and what's his name? Eric Holder's down there now. Kamala Harris and Feinstein. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Here's a couple more.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. There you go, Bob.
There you go. Here's a couple more. This is from the Washington Examiner. Fraud. Mainstream polls use 29% more Republicans. Democrats than Republicans. Let me see. So if we poll 29% more Democrats than we do Republicans, do you think we can skew the polls to say that Hillary's going to win?
No.
Is it
has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing.
Gee, does anybody believe any polls out there at all? Now, this particular one, you know, is a partisan breakdown of the president's job rating among adults and registered voters. So let me think about that for a second. So, in other words, if we say he's doing a bad job, does that affect the fact that he's doing a bad job? No. What it does is it affects the public perception of him, so it actually can skew this towards the Democratic agenda.
Yeah. And do they actually really poll the people? That's, you know, or do they just make up the numbers like they do for everything else?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You know, so this is
29% looks good today, you know.
It's unbelievable, you know, these polls. Who believes any of these freaking polls anymore? You know, who believes the mainstream media anymore? Shut it off. Turn it off. Go to Netflix. Do something. I mean, you know, the news is just completely out of control. They don't report anything, you know, that they should be, and they report a bunch of crap they shouldn't be reporting. You know, like here's one. Here, this is from Dennis Michael Lynch. Obama's bank bailout funneling money into anti-Trump efforts. No, that could never happen with this criminal.
No.
Former,
and the people don't need to know that either, right?
No. They don't need to know that former President Barack Hussein Obama's big bank bailout used to save banks under the financial crash of 2008 wasn't popular. Obama insisted it was necessary, however, as a response to a dire emergency. Experts told us if we did not act, we might face the second Great Depression. What are we in now?
Yeah.
Oh, recovery. I'm sorry. We're in the Great Recovery.
You sure Clinton's name's not in there as well?
Well, that's another story. So they acted immediately and aggressive, he said. Yet the Obama administration's bailout included unprecedented backdoor funding for dozens of Democratic activist groups. According to the New York Post, groups that are not victims of the crisis who are now getting in the way of current President Donald Trump. As the anti-Trump resistance movement continues to aggressively fight President Trump's policies, including fighting corporate tax cuts, repealing Obamacare, banking, you know, Dodd-Frank, all that crap. So not just funding a bailout, he was funding an organized resistance to our democracy and our Constitution. We're not a democracy. We're a republic.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that.
So it turns out to be a slush fund, you know, not only for J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, and Bank of America, but for, groups to oppose the next, the National Council of La Raza got some. The National Urban League got some. National Community and Reinvestment Coalition got some. Why is an attorney general doing something? Well, he's reported the ordered full audits of these guys. Why is not somebody getting handcuffed?
Yeah, why aren't they prosecuting?
Why isn't somebody going to freaking jail? I don't want to have investigations. I want people getting charged. We've been having investigations for 8 years now, and a whole new set of investigations, you know, since Trump got in, that never seemed to lead to anybody going into jail. Nothing's ever wrong with anybody. Oh, you know, Hillary was misguided, and she didn't really purposely, and there's no intent there. And then you got Obama and all this crap. It's unconscionable. Somebody needs to start going to jail, or get rid of Sessions and get somebody tougher in there who's actually going to do his job.
Yeah, we need it.
Yeah,
they need, you know, actually prosecute somebody.
Somebody needs
something.
To go to jail.
Yeah,
needs to go to freaking jail.
It's
got to
start somewhere.
And you know, we'll wait and see what happens. But I don't know. I'm beginning to lose my hope in Sessions.
Dar has a quick comment. We have 2 minutes left.
All right. Sure. Good morning, Dar. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just have, I'm talking about these colleges now, these professors. I think it's time to defund these colleges who will not let people come on and speak conservatively. Enough is enough. We need to defund these people and possibly also take away their student loans. And maybe they'll stop and think a little bit about what they're doing, and if not, it's too bad. They just lose their funding and they lose their student loans. Because after all, we're supposed to have free speech in this country. If a conservative wants to go onto a campus and speak, they should be allowed to go on and speak. And that's my thought for the day, okay?
Thanks,
all right. Thank you, Dar.
Yeah, they just canceled Free Speech Week in Berkeley this
yes,
coming week.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, we'll just cancel free speech. Yeah. It's not in vogue.
It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you know, you don't need that anymore.
Did you see the clip where Nancy Pelosi got shouted down by illegal aliens?
No, I missed that one.
That was a good one because
they were unhappy with her because she actually spoke to Donald Trump.
Oh, jeez.
She and Chuck Schumer.
Oh, God. Chucky Schumer. Mr. Chucky. unbelievable. And then CNN has finally come out and said the FBI wiretapped Trump. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
And somebody's being prosecuted on that?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I haven't seen anything. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we can hope for Jeff Sessions or somebody else.
Yeah, we can hope.
Anyway, we're at the end of the show. You're a born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, not eloquence, it is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth over lives.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Reiterated what he said at a rally in Alabama, that NFL players who kneel for the national anthem should be fired, and called on NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to tell them to stand. Goodell and several team owners criticized the comments. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
The owner should have a rule that players should have to stand in respect for the national anthem. This isn't about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's not about race. It's not about free speech. They can do free speech on their own time. That this is about respect for the military and the first responders and the country.
That's Steven Mnuchin earlier today.